Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing now on his parables. Let's look again for the fifth and final time at the parable of the sower in Matthew 13. Here it is. A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up since they had no depth of soil, but when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Today let's look at the fourth place where the seed lands, the good soil. Here's Jesus' explanation. As for what was sown on the good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. We come now to the final type of heart which receives God's word, the good soil. This last type of ground isn't really described like the others. All we know is that it's good soil. Really, what sets this soil apart from the others is twofold. Number one, this soil is what the other soils are not. What sets this soil apart from the others is that it isn't littered with thorns, it isn't rocky, it isn't a hardened path. Rather, it is a soft heart that accepts the seed of God's word, where it takes root and grows unhindered. Which leads to the second difference. This soil, unlike the others, produces fruit. The evidence that the gospel has truly gripped someone's heart is that it is accompanied by fruit. This analogy of fruit that stems from faith occurs all throughout the New Testament. When we believe Jesus, there will be evidence in our lives. The chief evidence is that we begin looking more and more like citizens of God's kingdom. Now, the important observation is the fruit. It's not how quickly it's produced, or even how much is produced. It's simply that it's produced. We can't look at the fruit of others and say, "Oh no, I'm not like that, so I must not be a Christian." Now, honestly, that may be the case, but it's not necessarily the case. We are all at different levels of maturity in our faith. The question is, are you hearing, understanding, and applying the Word of God out of a love for Jesus Christ? If you are, the amount of fruitfulness, while important, does not determine whether or not you truly belong to Jesus. Now, that being said, we ought to all strive for maximum fruitfulness in our lives. Jesus is ridding us of the thorns. Our soil is soft and not a solid path, not rocky. When persecution comes, we should strive for maximum faithfulness. When temptation comes, we should strive for maximum resistance. How? We read, understand, and apply the Word of God out of love for Jesus Christ. It really, truly is that simple. If you do these things by faith, you can look forward to a bountiful harvest as you follow Jesus, your Savior, your God, and your King.